A Senate panel is giving the thumbs up to a measure establishing statewide regulations for ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft. I'm Nick Evans. Lawmakers have been trying for 4 years to set up a single system for ride-hailing apps. Companies like Uber and Lyft pride themselves on their ability to disrupt antiquated industries by providing more tailored services at lower costs. But a handful of municipalities approving ordinances regulating the companies was all it took to undermine their business model. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis is backing a bill to supersede those local measures.
This bill eliminates the patchwork of local regulations on ride-sharing, establishing a statewide standard for operation of TNCs.
TNC means Transportation Network Company, the statutory term for businesses like Uber. Brandis argues drivers cross municipal borders all the time, and they need to know they're operating within the law.
Let me just take my example of Pinellas County. We have Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsboro, all within a stone's throw of each other in certain points. And you could have three different type of regulations in every one of those counties. So if you operated in Pinellas predominantly, but then there was some sporting event in Hillsboro, you'd have to go fall under their rules. And if there was some event in Pasco, you'd have to fall under their rules. And so it would be very difficult to operate a business in that type of environment where you don't know where your next pickup and drop off is going to be.
But as the new entrants square off against legacy companies, cities and counties are trying to fend off what they see as state overreach.
The Florida League of Cities fundamentally opposes preemption of local government, and under this legislation, cities and counties would have zero authority to regulate or address concerns with transportation network companies.
That's Megan Sirjane Samples from the Florida League of Cities, a lobbying organization for various localities across the state. Their arguments for local control, stiffer background checks, and insurance requirements are much the same as they were in previous years. But a more persuasive voice has Fort Lauderdale Democrat Perry Thurston's ear.
I support this bill, and I think that there is a need for a uniform standard around the state. But I also want to say that I support it because my wife, who travels extensively, has kind of put her thumb on the scale in terms of what she thinks about this legislation, and she normally doesn't even do that.
Even as the broad strokes of this year's debate echo arguments from previous years, new issues are coming to the fore. Here's another Fort Lauderdale Democrat, Gary Farmer.
What we're asking for is 0.5% of TNC gross revenue go to the state, and then it be redistributed to the counties for the provision of disability transportation.
Farmer explains Broward County struggles to provide transportation for its disabled community, particularly in terms of paratransit. Brandis's measure passed the Senate committee, but Farmer's amendment did not. Uber spokesman Javier Corioso believes the approval is something of a milestone.
Yeah, we're very optimistic. Obviously, this is a big step forward. It's the first time that a Senate committee passes a ride-sharing bill. We have two more stops. We still have to go to the Judiciary Committee and the Rules Committee, but we're very optimistic.
It's a small win, but after the past few weeks, Uber will probably take what it can get. A wave of customers deleted the app during President Trump's travel ban. A female software engineer recounted a year's worth of ongoing systemic sexual harassment, and CEO Travis Kalanick was caught on video screaming at one of his company's drivers. Meanwhile, competitor Lyft is in Tallahassee, and it's timed its arrival to correspond with the opening of the legislative session. Both businesses, and whatever future companies come along to disrupt them, stand to benefit from a statewide TNC policy. After 4 years of effort, it seems as though Florida lawmakers may be ready. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.